Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 21st of January 2026. Fresh and older wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Fresh and older wind slabs are prone to triggering. These can be released in the weakly bonded old snow, even by a single winter sport participant. Avalanches can reach medium size. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on west to north to east-facing aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found also on steep south-facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as on wind-loaded slopes. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. The sometimes strong wind has transported some snow. This applies in particular in the regions of the south that are exposed to the fern wind. The fresh and older wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. They are bonding only slowly with the old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. The old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns: DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold; DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Thursday, the 22nd of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.